AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Germany and the U.S. are sending advanced battle tanks to Ukraine, part of a coordinated effort by the West to bolster its forces. President Biden.
To liberate their land, they need to be able to counter Russia's evolving tactics and strategy on the battlefield in the very near term.
John Gentile, a former Army tank commander now at RAND Corporation, on the M1 Abrams the U.S. is sending.
It gives them an offensive, mechanized, armored punching force that can carry out offensive, create penetrations in the Russians' lines.
Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee are demanding access to the classified documents found in the homes of President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence. Chairman Martin Warner says panel members need to see for themselves whether intelligence has been compromised. Facebook parent Meta is reinstating Donald Trump's personal account. It was suspended the day after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol 2 years ago. A California judge has ordered the release of footage of the attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. Lisa Dwyer has details.
During a preliminary hearing last month, prosecutors played portions of Paul Pelosi's 911 call, plus footage from Capitol Police surveillance cameras, body cameras worn by the two police officers who arrived at the house, and video from the suspect's interview with police. A California judge has ruled that there was no reason to keep the footage secret. The district attorney's office argued releasing the footage would allow people to manipulate it and spread false information about the high-profile attack. A host of news agencies objected, including the Associated Press, arguing that the public has the right to see the evidence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And an asteroid the size of a delivery truck will whip past Earth tomorrow night. At 2,200 miles above the southern tip of South America, it'll be one of the closest encounters ever. But NASA says there's no risk of an impact. This is AP News. Pope Francis says homosexuality is not a crime and should not be treated as such. He sat down for an interview with the Associated Press at the Vatican. Donna Warder reports.
Pope Francis is criticizing laws that criminalize homosexuality, calling them unjust. We are all children of God, and God loves us as we are and for the strength that each one of us has to fight for our dignity. Being homosexual is not a crime. It's not a crime. Yes, but it's a sin. Francis acknowledges that Catholic bishops in some parts of the world support laws that criminalize homosexuality or discriminate against the LGBTQ community, and says bishops in particular need to undergo a process of change to recognize the dignity of everyone. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.